Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A judge is expected to decide whether to hold former President Donald Trump in contempt for violating a gag order in his criminal hush money trial that's underway in New York City at this hour. Trump is accused of repeatedly violating the order, which prohibits him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others involved in the case. The former president is facing 34 felony counts for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made ahead of the 2016 election, including to an adult film star. Protests against the war in Gaza have intensified on college campuses across the country. Students have been arrested at Yale, Columbia, and NYU. NPR's Jasmine Guards reports students at UC Berkeley and the University of Michigan have set up Gaza solidarity encampments.
The students say they want universities to disclose and end investments in weapons technology and Israel. One organizer, Soida, requested her last name be withheld due to fear of retaliation.
This is our tuition dollars that are going to the death and displacement through both fast and slow violence in Gaza through the genocide right now and the slower displacement throughout occupied Palestine.
As graduation approaches, students say they are committed to continuing the protests. At a congressional hearing last week, Columbia President Manoush Shafiq condemned anti-Semitism. The organization Jewish Voices for Peace says at Columbia, more than a dozen of the students suspended for protesting are Jewish themselves. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is on track to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package this week. The legislation contains assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the expected vote comes 6 months after President Biden first requested the additional aid.
Over the weekend, the House passed a $95 billion supplemental spending measure providing aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The package includes a measure that would authorize the seizure of billions in frozen Russian assets and would force the divesting of TikTok from its Chinese parent company or face a ban in the U.S. The measures passed with bipartisan support. It now goes to the Senate, replacing an earlier package in the chamber that passed several months ago. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The city of Baltimore is taking legal action against the company that owns the cargo ship which crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. A court filing accuses the owner of the ship of negligence, claiming the vessel was not fit to travel. This is NPR News in Washington.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election: guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.